We're on Peites Amud Aleph. There are two dots towards the middle. Okay. Tanan Hosam. Ein Tormim Natome Ala Tor. The Imtaram Beshogeg Trumaso Truma. The Mezid Loaso Veloklum. Okay. The first mission we have is Tome Antar. You can't take Truma from something Tome on something Tahar, that you can take from the Tomei and it should help for the Tahar too, right? Because you're being matzah the Kohen, because this way he can't eat it. He can, the most he can do is use it for fuel or feed it to an animal or whatever, but he can't use it himself. So you're giving the Kohen Tomei Truma on Tahar Truma, so that's not good. But that's not good l'chatchila. But b'dieved, if you did it, so if you did it b'shogeg, you didn't know this was Tomei. You found out later. So it was only b'shogeg. Then trumaso truma, you're finished. The truma is a good truma, you don't have to do anything more. The mezid lo asav lo klum. But if it was the mezid, you knew that you were taking Tomei on Tahar, then you didn't accomplish anything. Now the Gemara says, my lo asav lo klum. What does that mean? You didn't do accomplish anything. Gavi what? Omer of chizdo lo asav lo klum kol ikr. Tafilu ahu griva hodr l'tivle. The truma is no truma. Right, even though it's real truma, the Rabbanan came along and said it's not truma. Now, not only didn't you affect to be matter the tevel, the truma is not truma either. And you have to start again completely with the and take the tahar off the tahar. Reb Nosson Raboshi Omar lo osav lo klum usakin es hashirayim avol truma havi. And Reb Nosson Raboshi says no, the truma remains truma, but you have to take again. The tevel is not fixed up, but the truma remains truma. And now you have to take another truma to fix up the tevel. Aval truma havi, but the original truma remains truma. Rashi. Ein tormim natsam, ein mishum hefsid koi, like we explained. The shogeg, trumaso truma, because Rebbe Loi, look, come on. Later on, Rebbe Loi will say later on, the shogeg, it's good truma. Hahi griva the truma, even that measure of truma becomes tevel again. Esa shirayim esa tor. Shezeh haya oso si shirayim. He didn't affect to make the tahar mutter, because if you didn't take truma, you have to take truma again from the tahar. Aval truma havi. But the original truma that he took from the tamei is truma, the kidsha, the yav zavitu minator. That is kodesh. And you have to give it to a Kohen, and you have to take Truma again from the Tahar on the Tahar. Okay. Samara says, Rav Chizda lo Omar, Karev Nosim, Rav Oshia, Di'i Omar Savi Truma, Zimnin de Pasha Velo Mafish. Right? The reason Rav Chizda said that it's not Truma at all, Lo Asa Velo Klum, he did it amazing. It's not anything, because if we allow that to be Truma, then you'll say, I took truma already. And you won't take it again. You won't listen to us to take it a second time, because you see, I took truma already. So in order to make it clear that the truma doesn't help to masakin, we're not even letting that truma be truma. And you have to take again completely. This way the person will realize that he hasn't taken truma yet, and he have to do it again, and he'll do it again. Okay. Right. Gemara says, "Maishnamiha." So why is that different than the following case? So again, according to now we're explaining Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that nothing is affected. The truma reverts back to tevel, and you have to start again and take off truma from the tahar on tahar. Gemara says, "What's the difference from this Mishnah?" Maishnamiha disnan hatorim kishos v'nimtzis mara. If a person took off truma from cucumbers, and he found out that what he took off, from what he took off, was not edible. It was mara. It was spoiled. It was whatever. Avatiach v'nimtza saruach, or he took off truma for a watermelon, and he found the part that he took off was spoiled, wasn't edible. So that can't be. That's what's it called. It's partially edible, but again, you're being matzah the kohen. You're giving the kohen spoiled stuff, even though it is partially edible. You could, so people could eat it if they had to. So it is truma min haTorah, right? So then the halacha is like this: that truma miyavzer beyitro. It's truma, but you have to take truma again. Okay, it's a knas. You have to take a truma again. So the Gemara says over here we see that it's truma and you take truma again. And in Rav Chisda said that in the first case, right, it's not truma at all. You didn't accomplish anything where you took off Tomei and Tar. So what's the difference? Tomei and Tar, the reason it's no good is because of the hefts of the Kohen. And we say that it reverts back to be Tevel because we're afraid that you won't take off Truma. If we let this be Truma, you'll say, I already did it, you won't do it again. And here we don't say that. Here we say that if you took off from the bad on the good, right, that it's what's it called? If you did it for Shogeg, it's Truma. And you have to, what's it called, take off, don't forget. So why don't we say that everything reverts back to Tevel? Marsha Shogi got Mazik Karamish. The case where you took off Tomei on Tahar was where it was Mazik. You did it on purpose. So then we say everything reverts back to Tevel. But in the case of Shogeg over here, Nimtzes, it says, it turned out to be. Marsha, when you took it off, you thought it was okay. You didn't know it was spoiled. So it's only Shogeg, right? Shogeg lo ovar isura. By Shogeg, the guy didn't do anything awesome, so there's no reason to assume that he's not going to do what's right. So we tell him, the truma remains truma, and you have to take again. Because no reason to suspect that the guy won't take a second truma. But by Tomei and Tahar, he did something wrong. You're not allowed to take Tomei and Tahar lechatchila. And he did it on purpose. So there we're afraid that he won't listen to us and take off truma a second time either if we make this truma. So we revert the whole thing back to Tevel for fear that if we say this is truma and he has to take again, he won't take a second time. Mevzi ko'ovar isura, Rashi. Dilma Pasha, the reason we say it goes back to Tevel is because we're afraid that the guy will be Poshea, the low hodr mafresh min haTor, and he won't take off a second time from the Tor. Well, the common parak, even the rice of Trumahi, the Choritz Truma. How could the Rabbanan make it, what's it called, retroactively not Truma? That it is Truma. Miniktani Bishogeg, Trumas of Truma, because Bishogeg, it remains Truma. So how could the Rabbanan say, B'mezi, we're going to give you a Knas, and we're going to make the Truma back into Tevel? How did they do that? How can truma become tevel? Heichi matkiinin la mitushasa mishum dilma pasha. Because we're afraid that the guy won't take off a second truma, we make the original truma tevel. How do we do that? That's going to be the Gemara's kasha eventually. The nimtzes mara, second mishnah is shogeg, where he by accident took off the spoiled part of the melon. Shogekum, the Tani Nimtzes, Mechlau, the Mikoro, the Havayot, he didn't know to begin with. Only later on he found out that it was spoiled. Okay. Tamara says the first difference is, where, this is according to Rav Chisda, where you did it the Mazid, we're afraid that you won't take off a second Truma if we leave the first one Truma, and then we say you have to start again from the beginning. Where you did it the Shogeg, there we say that the truma remains truma, and you still have to take over a second time. Okay, that's the case of atiach v'nimtza saruach, and the first case is tamei v'nimtza tar v'nimtza tamei ala tar, where you did it on purpose. Okay, now the Gemara says v'rami shogeg ashogeg. Now we'll bring a contradiction from the case of shogeg to another case of shogeg. Hachak tani b'shogeg truma so truma. Here it says that the shogeg, the truma is a truma, right? And you don't have to do anything else. You don't have to take off a second time, right? It says by tame antar, right? Im tam im shoge bishoge truma so truma, and you don't have to take off another truma. And over here by avatiach v'nimtza saruach, it says bishoge it's truma, but you have to take off another truma. What's the difference? Why over here do you have to take off a second truma, and over there? B'di'evid, since it was b'shogeg, we say that it's okay, remains. You don't think about the truma. And hasam tani truma v'yachzer v'yitrom, where it says hasam shogeg korv l'mezid l'maisa. In the case of tamei and tahar, if it was shogeg, you didn't know it was tame, what could you have done? But over here, where the avatiach was spoiled, you could have tasted it first to see if it was spoiled. You know, something you could have done, you could have noticed it if you had made an effort. So even though it's shogeg, you didn't know, but you could have known. So therefore, it's a worse case. Right? You should have done something. You should have tasted it first. So it's shogeg karv lemezid. Diboya lei limitame. Right? You should have tasted it.
How do you taste it?
What?
How do you taste it? No.
Because it's, you could eat varoy by tevel, or you don't swallow it.
Yeah.
Put your tongue on it and see if it's bitter or whatever. You don't have to swallow it.
What should be concerned about the spoiled or not?
What?
Ripe stuff is not spoiled. If you have a basket full of good cucumbers,
right,
and the one you pulled out,
no, but you should be more careful.
That's gonna be,
yeah, but you only rely on rove when you don't can't check it. Look at it. See?
Isn't that much yet? But you have to test it.
What? No, you could have. Tameh means either you could have seen it, or if it looked a little farshimmeled, you should have put it in your tongue and see. What? No, you should look at it. If you know, you can see it too. Right? Tameh means if it looked pretty bad, you should have put your tongue on it and see if it was totally bitter or not. Now, it's something you could have done. Now, shaking tameh and tar is nothing you could have done. If it was shogeg, you didn't know about it. Well, you can't see it's tameh. Okay, so that's the case now of shogeg. So now we have like this. Where it's shogeg gomor, finished. Truma, you're finished. Where it's shogeg karav lemezid, it's truma, and you have to take off another truma. Where it's mezid, then you have to start again. And it's tevel gomor. Right, it's not truma, and you have to take off truma again. Okay. So those are the three chilukim. Okay, shogeg karv lemezid, and mezid. Now the Gemara says barami mezid amezid. I'll show you another case where it's mezid and it's different halacha. Hachik tani b'mezid lo asa klum. Here it says b'mezid, it goes reverts back to be tevel, and the truma is no truma. Right, and the reason is Rav Chisda says because we're afraid if we let the first truma remain truma, you'll say I took truma, and you won't do the second one. Hasam Tanan is another Mishnah. Hatorim Mishain Nokuv al Nokuv. Truma v'yavzer v'yitrum. If you take off, and here it's Mashi, did it be mazed. You took off truma from a Eino Nokuv al Hanokuv. Right? Something that grew in a flower pot that didn't have a hole in it is only Chayev and Truma Samaisus and Rabbanan. It's really Potter from Truma Samaisus. And if it grew in a flower pot that had a hole in it, then it's chayiv in trumas and maishas. So if you took from the one that doesn't have a hole to the one that doesn't have a hole, you're taking min aptur al achiyuv. Right? You're taking from what's potter on what's chayiv. And what do we say the halacha is? It's truma. What you took is truma, and you have to take another truma because maisha that truma can't help because you can't take from something that's not chayiv to potter something that's chayiv. So you took from the flower pot without a hole to be truma for the flower pot that was with the hole, the one that with the hole is chayiv and truma. The one that's without the hole is potter. You can't take minaptur al achiyuv. But what does it say? Truma v'yachzer v'yitrum, and it was mezid. So why, according to Rav Chisda, don't we say it goes back to be tevel? Because we're afraid that if we make the first one truma, you won't take off a second truma. So Mar says, no, betray man each size. Since over here it's in two different kalim, we could see one has a hole, one doesn't have a hole. There's a difference between the kalim. The guy will say, even though it's truma, but I have to take truma from the other one now also, and he won't make an excuse, well, I took truma already. Because it's two different kalim, he'll understand that we're making him take truma on the second one, he only took on the first one. Two different kalim. Right? But the chad mona lo tzayis, but the case of tame al atar, even though they're also two different kalim, but they're both the same kli. It's not one is perfect, one is has a hole and one doesn't have a hole. Right? They're both the same kli. So therefore, a person's going to say, but I took already from one, why do I, and for the other one, I'll take again. And therefore, we make it revert back to Vitevel. Rashi. Betray mani. Tzayis, kolomar. Hossam kivin the betray mani. Right? Since it's two mamish different kalim, one with a hole and one without. Ki amrish lehodar tro me'idach tzayis lach. If we tell him you have to take up truma again from the other one, he won't say, well, I took already. No, I took already from this kli. I understand now that it didn't help for the other kli. I have to take off for the other kli. The lekel of nigzer, dilma parsha. Therefore, we don't make exera. Maybe he'll be posheya and won't take off the second truma if we leave the first one truma. Avo mitame ala tor, tarvayu b'chad mona, rovu, v'otzis naku. They both grew in a regular otzis naku, right? Because they're both chayim. So the tummy and the tar. So therefore, you won't notice the difference between the kalim. It's all one kli, meaning it's not one kli in physically, it's one kli in the fact that they're the same kind of kli. So the guy's going to say, I already took truma from this one and that one, right? And if it remains truma, then it probably helped. Well, I'm not going to take a second truma. Ki amris lei tain. Zu, the Chazor, the Hafresh Acheres, give this one his truma and go take another one. Ain't no Shomei Alechoi, won't listen. The no saying is Hatmei Alechoi, he'll give the truma Tmei to the Kohen and say, I already was Yotze. Right? I'm not going to take another truma from the same kind of Kli. For what? Umut of Tals is Ulitivla, the Eitain Tahor Alechoi. Therefore, better, this truma should become Tevel, and then we tell him, now you didn't take truma at all. Go take truma from the tar and give it to the kohen. Okay. So now we have by shogeg, it depends if it's shogeg karv lemezit, right? Then we conjure him and it's truma and he has to take another truma. If it's real shogeg, according to Rav Chisda, he doesn't have to take off, it's a truma and doesn't have to take off anything else. And lemezit, it depends. If it's in two kalim, two different kinds of kalim, then it's what's it called? It doesn't revert back to tevel, but it's truma, and he takes off another truma. And if it's what's it called in one kli and mezid, then it reverts back to tevel. That is Rav Chisda. Now on Sunday the Gemara is going to discuss what happens with Rav Nosson Rav Oshia. We're going to bring steerers to him also, what he holds. So far we explain Rav Chisda. Okay.